ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तापयेशभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवदसेवया भगवद्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकीम् एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकेतनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परं निगम कल्प तरुर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं हृदिवे सम्मुतं विभत बाकृतं रासमालयं मुहुरो रासिक भो विभावुकः. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 5th chapter text number 5, 6 and 7, and no purport to the text number 5 and 6, so I will read these two verses and translation, and then together we will recite text number 7, and then we will read the translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Text number 5. सौमंगल्य गिरो विप्रा सुत मगध वंदिना गाय कश्चा जगुर ने दूर भैर्यो दुंदु भयो मुहु. Translation: the Brahmanas recited auspicious Vedic hymns which purify the environment by their vibration. The experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, the experts in reciting the histories of royal families, and general reciters all chanted, while singers sang and many kind of musical instruments like bheris and dundubhis played in accompaniment. Text number 6. Braja samrishta samsekta Dvarajira Grihantara Chitra Dvaja Pataka Shrak Chaila Pallavatoranai. Brajapur, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, was fully decorated with varieties of festoons and flags in different places. Gates were made with varieties of flower garlands, pieces of cloth and mango leaves. The courtyards, the gates near the roads, and everything within the rooms of the houses were perfectly swept and washed with water. Text number 7, we'll read together. Gava Vrishavatsatara Haridra Taila Rushita Vichitra Datu Barhasrag Vastra Kanchana Malinaha Gava. The cows, Brisha, the bulls, Vatsatara, the calves, Haridra, with a mixture of turmeric, Taila and oil, Rushita, their entire bodies smeared, Vichitra, decorated varieties of, Dhatu, colored minerals, Baharha Srak, peacock feather garlands, vastram, cloth, kanchana, golden ornaments, malina, being decorated with garlands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Isya Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The cows, the bulls and the calves were thoroughly smeared with a mixture of turmeric and oil, mixed with varieties of minerals. Their heads were bedecked with peacock feathers, and they were garlanded and covered with cloth and golden ornaments. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has instructed in Bhagavad Gita, Krishi go raksha vanijam, vaishya karma sabhavajam. Farming, cow protection and trade are the qualities of work for the vaishyas. Nanda Maharaj belonged to the vaishya community, the agriculturalist community. How to protect the cows and how rich this community was are explained in these verses. We can hardly imagine that cows, bulls and calves could be cared for so nicely and decorated so well with cloth and valuable golden ornaments. How happy they were, as described in the Bhagavatam during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time. The cows were so happy that they used to muddy the pasturing ground with milk. This is Indian civilization. Yet in the same place, India, Bharatvarsha, how much people are suffering by giving up the Vedic way of life and not understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabarantigam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and relating to him how after Krishna had appeared, as we know, in Mathura and at the same time also in Gokul, simultaneously Krishna appeared in two places as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki and the son of Yashoda Nandan and Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj. And that form in Braj, Yashodananda, that is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Krishna is the expansion of Krishna, as it is mentioned also in the Bhagavatam, Ete Chamsa Kalapam Sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna in Braj is Swayam Bhagavan, the source of everything, of all the spiritual material worlds, of all the incarnations. And Prabhupada is explained in the Krishna book that Vasudeva Krishna is the Bhav Prakash, the expansion of Krishna. And of course, as we know here from the Vedic literatures, from the Acharyas, that and from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is explaining, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharatam abhyuttama vadad tadmatmanam sijami ham pritranaya saranam vinasya chaduskritam dharma samsarapataya sambhavami yuge yuge. When there is irreligion, at that time I descend myself and I protect the devotees and I destroy the vinasha, the miscreants. So, and dharma, I establish dharma, and therefore I come regularly. So here the, because Vasudeva and Devaki, of course, to understand completely the pastimes of the Lord, as described here, is possible only by the mercy of the pure devotees. Under the guidance of the pure devotees, we can understand the transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha. We can know in truth the janma, the appearance, and the activities of the Lord, which are transcendental. In truth, by hearing from the advanced devotees. So the Acharyas have explained, Srila Prabhupada has explained, that Krishna appeared simultaneously. Sisi Gonitai, Sisi Krishnaram, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar. As the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they could not observe a festival because they were in a prison. But Vasudeva, mentally, he was giving in charity. And that is also accepted. Seva done with the mind. So if one is physically not able to offer something to the Lord, one can mentally offer something to the Lord, and that is acceptable. But Nanda Baba, so he was actually, of course, most fortunate. So Krishna performed these wonderful pastimes in Braj, in Gokul. And as it is natural, as soon as a child is born, especially if it is the son of the king, then there's a big festival observed. And therefore every year we observe Nandotsav in remembrance of Nanda Maharaj. And after the child was born at midnight, so the next morning everyone saw, and then immediately he observed the festival. And so that is described here. So Nanda Maharaj, he immediately invited, of course, naturally the Brahmanas were already there, coming to see Nanda Maharaj every day. Because the kings, they used to take advice from the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas used to chant auspicious mantras only on a daily basis. But whenever there is a festival, then more mantras are chanted, elaborate decorations are done for the pleasure of everyone, but ultimately for the pleasure of the Lord. And then when the Lord is satisfied, then everyone can be satisfied. Therefore in the temples also, as Prabhupada introduced, so we have the Janmashtami Otsav, and that is described by Rupa Goswami in Janmashtami Titi Vidhi. He has written a small book, and he has explained how we should observe Janmashtami festival very, very elaborately. And of course, we would like to do also, but it is a big challenge to do in a very elaborate way. But still we're doing quite elaborate, more than any other temple in Vrindavan, and even all over the world. So I think we are doing very nicely, but still there's always way for improvement. For example, there's a Mahabhishek performed. I'm thinking also to do one day in the future, in a very elaborate way, according to Rupa Goswami's Janmashtami TVD. But for that we need qualified devotees, pujaris, and we need to have discipline also, which sometimes is not there amongst the pujaris. And of course everything is spontaneous in Braj, but still, if you want to do a very elaborate festival, also of course there's not so much place as in other places like in Mayapur. But I'm thinking at least for the 50th anniversary, the appearance of our deities here in our temple on Ram Navami, that is in 4 years, we would like to have a wonderful festival for 10 days, and then also on that day to have a very elaborate Abhishek for the deities, as Rupa Goswami has explained. That is my desire, and we hope we can do that with the help of the devotees, with the help of our president, and we always need support so that we can do. And then, but discipline has to be there. But at the same time, jubilation is there and spontaneity is there. And so that was also done at that time. So when Krishna appeared, and everyone is very joyous, because for a long time he was already older, Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna appeared. He had already grey hair. So all the great personality, but even great personalities in this world, they get old. No, Krishna is always young. Even he was 125 years old, he was like 25. He didn't have a beard. But the devotees, the associates of the Lord, they get older. We get older, and grey hair are there, you can see, they are grey now. So what to do? So he was already older, and then Krishna appeared, and everyone was very happy. So this wonderful festival was observed. And so the Brahmanas were chanting these mantras, as explained. Text number 5. So they recited the Vedic hymns. So the Veda was one first, and then it was divided in four by Vyasadev. And he entrusted to four of his disciples, Vaishapayam Muni, Jaimini Muni, Sumanta, and Paila Muni, entrusted one part of each, Yajurveda, Rigveda, Atharvaveda, and Samaveda. And so they were chanting, so they were Chaturvedi. Even now we can hear some title is there of the Brahmanas, Chaturvedi, one who knows the four Vedas, or something for the four Vedas. And then there are the three Vedis, Vivedi, are there. So, but usually there's one Brahmana who is expert in one of the Vedas, or one of the four Vedas, and then they will recite mantras. So most probably they had four Brahmanas at least reciting from the four Vedas, because they were doing it at the same time. Even when we have a yagya, Prabhupada instructed that of course the priest is there, and there's a main priest, and there are four assistants usually. And Prabhupada instructed them in the four corners, and then the four kalash are established, and there is a main kalash path in which the Ishtadev, the Lord, is called, and then the Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumni are called also, and then the four Vedas, and then he wanted that the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, and Sri Upanishad should be read at the time of initiation at some places he instructed. So that is very auspicious. So then it is mentioned that that the experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, some they were reciting the Puranas, there are 18 Puranas. Of course, the foremost of amongst the Puranas, it is mentioned there are six for those in the mode of goodness, six for those in the mode of passion, and six for those in the mode of ignorance. But the Vedas are always transcendental, the Puranas also. But they're giving some instructions for those who are not qualified to immediately adopt pure devotional service, so that they may be gradually elevated. Some instructions are given. And amongst those Puranas, For those in the mode of goodness, the foremost is the Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Purana, and so which is explaining about pure devotional service, ultimately directed towards Krishna. So some were reciting the Puranas, and then some reciting the histories, itihasa, about the different royal families. Even to some extent it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the different two vamsas are there, the Chandravamsa, the dynasty from the moon god, and the Suryavamsa, the dynasty from the sun god. But of course, ultimately the Supreme Lord is the source of everything. But Krishna, he appeared in the Chandravamsa, although he's the source of everything, and Suryadev. In the Suryavamsa, Ramachandra appeared. And then other mantras were recited also, like Swasti Vachan for auspiciousness, Om Sasino Govinda Sasno Chutnanto Sasno Vasari Vishnu Sasne Narayana Narovai, and so on. Different mantras are chanted at an auspicious ceremony at the appearance of the Lord. So they were all chanted. And then musical instruments were played. And then the sound was, as explained before also, it is actually purifying the atmosphere. Because many times you can see people are there and they have some bad thoughts. And then they say something bad. So to purify everything, the mantras are chanted. So to also counteract that. So it is all very actually perfect, the injunctions of the Vedic literatures. And so the auspicious ceremonies, so they were called. Because even at the auspicious ceremonies, it is there that many times some people are coming and they have some bad thoughts and they may want to do something bad also. And therefore the kings, they had also, and the soldiers are there just to be always ready in case some unwanted person may come. And of course Kansa was there and he wanted to kill, as we know, Krishna. And then he was killing so many innocent children. So anytime something can happen, so therefore we have to be careful. And therefore even in our temple we have chokidars, because it is absolutely required. We are depending on Krishna and we are worshipping Krishna, but sometimes unwanted people are coming. And so therefore we need to have a watchman also, very important. So everything was there. But the atmosphere was surcharged with the chanting of the auspicious mantras. And therefore in our temple Prabhupada wanted 24-hour kirtan, because that is the supreme of all mantras. When the mantras are chanted, the Maha Mantra is chanted, then everything becomes auspicious. And therefore, so 24-hour kirtan is there, even the devotees from the 24-hour kirtan party, although now there's no kirtan apparently, but 2-3 devotees are there, right? Chanting japa? You are? Okay, they are chanting japa, yeah. Because Akanda kirtan means 24-hour, there's no stop. Even during the arti, gora arti, or where we're glorifying Mahaprabhu, still one devotee is there chanting the Maha Mantra. 24 hours Maha Mantra. So that is Prabhupada's instruction, and that is to make everything auspicious. But still, even if we try our best, the difficulties are there. Even Nanda Baba, he was trying his best. But then Kansa was powerful and he sent the demons there, and there was so much in difficulty. If Krishna is in the center, then we can overcome all difficulties. As Krishna himself, so through Vasudev, Krishna and Vishnu, so he killed the demons. And Krishna is always having a good time with his associates. And the dirty works of Vasudev and Vishnu are doing. So then here further on it is explained about how it was very nicely decorated, the place, as with festoons and flags and then pieces of cloth for decoration, and then flower garlands, mango leaves are auspicious, or trees, the different trees which are auspicious, like the mango tree, the Bakul tree, the Ashok tree, the Banyan tree, of course, is very auspicious. And leaves from these trees are used also for decoration, but especially the mango tree, the leaves from the mango tree. And also in the festivals, usually it is the tradition to have banana trees. And as we see here, so not only that, but it is the place was decorated with the cloth. Even when we have our festivals like Janmashtami or Ram Navami, then sometimes you have also decoration with cloth, and it looks very beautiful. And then sometimes different flags are there also, we have with different colors. So that creates a very nice atmosphere, and everyone becomes enlivened. And then during the ceremonies then, and even of course in our temple, Prabhupada wanted that every day the temple is swept and mopped with water. And the summer times, even it was done 3 times a day. In the winter, when it's cold, 1 time at least, all the time sweeping. But for the festival, so the special effort is made. And sometimes on the altar also we have Maha Cleanup, special endeavor. And we have Gundija Marjana, as Mahaprabhu also introduced before Rath Yatra, when Jagannath is coming from the temple, main temple, to Gundicha temple, the day before they were cleaning the temple to receive the Lord. So, and Prabhupada used to say, and there's a saying, and Prabhupada repeated that godliness, that cleanliness is next to godliness. And he said, in deity worship, 2 things are most important. And punctuality. Yeah, they took the deity worship course, they know. So Prabhupada said in deity worship, cleanliness and punctuality are most important. So everything must be spotless, clean. And and of course the transcendental realm is Shuddha Sattva. So in order to be Shuddha Sattva, in order to enter the spiritual world, one must be completely pure. The consciousness must be pure. The surroundings must be pure. The body must be pure. Everything must be pure. And then is on the altar, so Stan Sudhi, the place is pure. Dravya Sudhi, the articles must be pure. The deities are cleansed every day. Abhishek is performed every day. The consciousness should be clean. Chitta Sudhi. A mantra should be chanted properly. Mantra Sudhi. So in this way then, because Krishna is transcendental, in order to be able to serve Krishna, to approach Krishna, one must be transcendentally situated. And then in pure consciousness there is a loving exchange with Krishna. Of course also that is achieved by chanting or by remembering the Lord. Om apavitra pavitra va saravavastam garupiva yasmarit pandarikaksham sabai bhyantara suchihe. And then specifically by chanting the Maha Mantra also, one becomes cleansed inside and outside. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And therefore we have to try to chant as much as possible in a humble state of mind, being very tolerant and respectful. Just like if you don't clean for one day, especially in Braj, then Braj Raj is coming. Of course that is auspicious, but still. In deity worship, there should be not too much dust on the altar, on the Shingasan, that should be cleansed. And so, the temple has to be cleansed. And similarly, the consciousness also, as soon as we stop chanting, then immediately, contamination may come. If you are not yet complete and perfect in realization. So therefore, constant endeavor has to be there. And on festival days especially, special endeavor is done to satisfy the Lord. So decorations and more offerings of bhoga is offered, new outfit has to be offered to the deity, and failing to do that is actually aparad in deity worship. That is specifically mentioned also in the scriptures. So that has to be done. So right from Krishna's appearance, so Nanda Maharaj, so he performed this beautiful festival. And then specifically in the 7th verse it is mentioned about taking care of the cows. So for the festivals also, Gava, Brisha, the cows and the bulls, and Vatsataraha, The calves, they are nicely decorated. And it is mentioned here, Haridra Taila Rushitaha, that a mixture of haldi, turmeric, so is there with mixed with fragrant oil, not just some normal oil like sunflower oil, but some fragrant oil. So it is mixed together and it is almost like a paste. And then usually traditionally, so it is mentioned here, the entire body of the cow was smeared with that mixture of turmeric and oil. And usually traditionally they put on the hand and then they put on the cow, and then you can see the cow is nicely decorated all over the body with the imprint of one devotee's hand. And then also on the hoofs they put there, also on the horn. And here it is mentioned vichitra, very wonderful decoration is there, dhatu with minerals, and as mentioned here, kanchana with golden ornaments. Yesterday I went to the goshala. I go regularly because the cows are very dear to Krishna, and we should supposed to become gopas or gopis, so we have to have the relationship with the cows, and we should serve the cows. And I gave a donation. I give regularly. I cannot keep any cow, but then I give donation, so not so easy to keep a cow. And then I saw one of the cow, actually the cow which I sponsored since the child is the calf has born 5 years ago. I gave the name Hansi. Hansi is the name of one of Krishna's very dear cows. He has 9 lakh cows Nanda Baba has. So one of them name is Hansi. The others' names are there, Bahula and others. Some of the cows are decorated, but not with golden necklaces. It was a plastic necklace. What to do, age of Kali. But on the festival days at least, should be a little, hopefully more opulent. But we are careful with gold, even Prabhupada said. We may offer to the deities, but it should not be on the deities. Better we keep in the safe, because it attracts the thieves. I was here in the early days, 1982, I remember there were not so many people, and of course, but still, people were coming for darshan, and we had chokidar also. But there was one person jumped on the altar. He was a thief, and he took Balaram's club from the altar and was trying to run away. But the chokidar caught him, and they beat him up, of course. And so therefore Prabhupada said we have to be careful with gold, and it was not gold, it was silver gold plated, but he must have thought gold, and he went on the altar. And so we have to be a little careful. But at that time, of course, even at that time, but the atmosphere was more sattvic, but demons were there, as we know, and thieves also. And But the point was, they had so much, as explained, so much opulence. So they were giving to the cows, the ladies, they were decorated with gold. Not only the cows, but the ladies, as they want also gold necklace, gold earrings, gold bangles. And then, and the cows also, the gold necklace for the cow. And usually the tradition is also the horns. On top of the horn, they have usually some kind of covering is there. First class is made with gold. Second class is silver gold plated. And for the hooves also, they have a kind of covering with gold. So previously it was with gold. And even sometimes some donors are there, they will give donation for the cow in this way, and then in this way decorate. Actually, it would be nice to do that also on Nandotsav. On Govardhan Puja, I'll speak to Sanak Sanatan, somebody should donate for the cows. And then that is actually real decoration, traditional decoration. And then, of course, even flower garland for the cows also. And then a puja is performed. So in this way, and then the cows are fed with of course, with ladus, which is with gur and some what the cows are eating, this busha, and so on. And they like it like anything. They will eat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they have a big stomach. And they can eat so much, the cows. But then they're giving nectar, milk, which is then used in the seva of the Lord. So therefore the cow is so worshipable, because so dear to Krishna, but everything of the cow is actually to be used. So we're bathing the deities with cow, and then with yogurt, with ghee, and even with cow urine and cow dung on the appearance day of Krishna. So everything is used of the cow. And then cow urine can be used for medicine, and cow dung is used to make patties, and they use for cooking because it is pure, and even for making incense to be offered to the Lord. So and therefore we have to take care of the cows, and we have to worship the cows at least on Govardhan Puja Day, but we can do more often, or Gopashtami also. And regularly, at least done, some persons are coming, because they know in India that, of course, now it is quite lost also, as Prabhupada is explaining, and therefore they're suffering also in India. Because how much people are suffering by giving up the Vedic way of life. So, but by Prabhupada's mercy, so he has reintroduced the Vedic way of life, and Vaishnav way of life. So for the benefit of the whole human society, so we are so much indebted to Prabhupada, who created a transcendental spiritual revolution all over the world. And now so many devotees are all over the world, and they're coming, and they're able to advance in spiritual life, and they can come to Braj and make their life perfect. So it is very important. And of course it is mentioned Nama Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmane Itaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We offer respect to Krishna Govinda. And so he's there to benefit everyone. So he came, he spoke the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls. Jagaditaya, for the benefit of all, he came to this world. He performed these pastimes to attract the fallen conditioned souls. And then he killed so many demons, he protected the devotees, he gave wonderful instruction as in Bhagavad Gita, and in the 11th canto, Uddhav Sandesh, almost the whole 11th canto is Krishna speaking to Uddhav before he left this planet. And beautiful instructions are there, and for Uddhav, and ultimately for us. Go Brahmana Hitaycha is always acting for the welfare, Go Brahmana. Of specifically the cows and the brahmanas, so they have to be respected, and then it will be all good fortune. And of course, even so, it is mentioned that the brahmanas, but then also the old people, they have to be taken care of, and then the women have to be protected, and also children, they have to be protected. And in this way, and then following properly Varnashram, according to Varnashram, and therefore Prabhupada wanted to introduce Varnashram also because there is a need. Although we don't identify with Divana Ashram, but we have to act as Brahmanas, as Kshatras, as much as it is possible, or as Grihastha or Brahmacharis. So we have to follow the rules and regulations of Varna Ashram. But we know that we are not this body, and we don't identify with the situation according to Varna Ashram, but we know we are the eternal service of Krishna. And we engage in the transcendental loving service, but at the same time we have to follow the rules and regulations of Varna Ashram. Otherwise the society cannot function. It is absolutely required for the Vaishnava society, but even of course in general, anyone has to follow, and it has to be there. Varna Ashram has to be introduced all over the world, and then there can be peace and prosperity. So Prabhupada tried to do that, and we have to try to help Prabhupada in his mission to establish Varna Ashram also, and some devotees are doing, and so in this way then there will be prosperity all over the world. Of course in the age of Kali, or in general in the material world, there is always some problem that is unavoidable, and even if we are trying our best, to perform devotional service, to establish all over the world one ashram, problems will always be there. That is unavoidable, that is the nature of the material world. But at least we should try as much as possible to be properly situated and give this knowledge to others also. Benefit others also, help others to adopt the Vedic culture, the Vaishnav culture, devotional service. So today is also the disappearance of Bhishma Dev, is one of the great personalities. Mahajana yena gata sapantaha. And we should follow in the path choked out by the acharyas, by the great mahajans, the great personalities. So it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that there are 12 mahajans, sometimes 10 are mentioned, and one of them is Bhishma Dev. It is mentioned that not only amongst the human beings, but even the demigods, they know Bhishma Dev and they respect Bhishma Dev. His life is divine, is an eternal associate of the Lord. Whenever Krishna is coming to this world, Bhishma Dev is coming and is taking part in the pastimes, just like Arjuna, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So he's known as Gangaputra. He's the son of Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi, of course, the personality of Ganga Devi is there, and the Ganges, the personification of the Ganges River is Ganga Devi. So celestial demigoddess. But the great personalities in the previous yugas, nowadays not possible. They had the opportunity to also meet the demigods or demigoddesses. And so there was the father of Bhishma Dev was Shantanu Maharaj. And by the will of providence, he met Ganga Devi, and then as a result, Bhishma Dev was born. And he was known as Devavrata. So he was then, of course, brought up as a Kshatriya, and he was supposed to become the king. But once upon a time, because Ganga Devi, she was not staying there, as it is mentioned, a proper mention, a man needs a woman and a woman needs a man. Of course, we have brahmacharis, they have no association with women, intimate association with sannyasis, but that is not so easy in the age of Kali, or actually any time, to remain brahmachari, really fixed, and always engaged in devotional activities. But then, so Shantanu Maharaj, so as a king, so he felt, I need a woman in my life. So because Ganga Devi was not always there, he was thinking to to get married. And by the will of providence, so then he met Satyavati, known as Matsya Ganda also. And because she was the daughter of a fisherman and the fish, we have been ever to Dwarkapuri, you go there, especially Dwarka. I haven't been there since long time, but you go there, you smell the from the fish. It's a smell which is not so nice. Especially the devotees who are vegetarian, they don't like the smell of the fish, or they don't want to see that fish or meat. So the fisherman is there fishing, and then the smell will be there on his body. So the daughter was there too. But she was not just an extraordinary fisherman's daughter, she was special. And before she met Shantanu Maharaj, she had another encounter with another great personality, the father of Vyasadev, Parashar Muni. He had come to Braj, Mathura, and there he wanted to cross the river. And there's an island there, Dvaipa, and then by the will of providence there. So he had to cross the river with the boat. And so she was there, Satyavati. And then he became attracted. And then she became pregnant. So, and then of course she was, this mansion, of course she was a little afraid because I'm not married and so it is not really proper. But he said, don't worry, your virginity will be kept intact. So by divine arrangement that is possible for great souls like Kunti Devi also, she was calling the different devatas and still she was a virgin. So Vyasadev was the son of Parashar Muni and Satyavati. But later on, so of course then Parashar Muni, he is a great sage and no business with staying too much with women. He was just engaged in doing his tapasya and studying the scriptures and teaching to others also. But by divine arrangement then Vyasadeva was born, appeared. So in Mathura, on an island, therefore his name is Dvaipayan, who appeared on an island in the Jamuna River. So later on, Shantanu Maharaj, so he also met her and he wanted to marry her. But the father, he was saying, well, under one condition only, I will agree to that. the children born of Satyavati, the first child will be the king. He should be the king. And then he was, of course, then apprehensive because Bhishma Devavrata was there and he's supposed to be the king. And he was highly qualified, the son of his son and a son of Ganga Devi. And then he was trained, as it was the custom, to train the children. The Acharya was there for the Kshatriyas also, the spiritual master. And so he was very then hesitant, but because he was attached to Satyavati, and then Devavrati could understand that something is going on. So he asked his father, and then hesitantly he mentioned that, well, I'm attracted to one beautiful girl, and and he explained everything, and then Bhishma Dev said that, All right, no problem. You can get married and let him be the king. I don't have any objection. No problem. But then he was still apprehensive. But then maybe others they will not agree, and maybe you will get married, and then you will children they will claim to become king, because actually you're supposed to be the king. Then he said, no, I will not marry. And then he took a vow that I will not marry. I am taking that is known as sankalpa. Before doing any auspicious activity, it is a sankalpa. I make this vow. And then in front of the Lord, usually the great sages, even sometimes holding water in the hand and some akshat, rice and turmeric, and leaving that I will do that. So of course, but just by his word, because he was a man of character, like the brahmanas or the kshatriyas of character, the king, they will say something, they will follow. No question of not doing what they are saying. So he took the vow, that I will not marry. And he said it once, and it was done. And then as he said that, because he was a great personality, and to do that as a son of the king, and as a king not to marry is not easy, because he has to deal with so many materialistic persons, and it is natural for the king to get married, even sometimes to have more than one wife. But then he took this vow, and then immediately from the sky, some voice announced, Bhishma Dev ki jai, that all glories, and he shall be known as Bhishma. And the one was taking a terrible vow. So, of course, only to take a vow to be brahmachari is not terrible, it is good if you can do it. But then you have to do it properly. And you should not deviate from the vow as much as possible. So putting on saffron cloth for a brahmacharya sannyas, that means to avoid sex life for the whole life. And not only physically, but even it should be mentally also. The 8 kinds of sex life are there, that is mentioned. 8 kinds. One is a physical, one is by speaking with the woman and then becoming also involved in nicely speaking and trying to impress the woman. So this is also kind of sex life. And thinking of woman and looking at woman also with the desire to enjoy. So all this, a real brahmachari is knowing this and is avoiding by all means, which is very difficult in the age of Kali. And if we have seen sometimes brahmacharis, after some time they put on white cloth, what to do? But still they can continue. Even sometimes sannyasis, they cannot keep the vows. So anyhow, yes, we have to stop very soon. Yeah, it is 10 after 9, yeah. Well, the clock is behind the pillar there. Usually I look from there, but it's behind the pillar. I didn't know that it is now from here. But yes, we have to go on. We have a meeting later on. I have to do other things also. I have to do my puja. So slowly but surely, we have to wind up. So, but in essence, so he actually, the main thing is the disappearance day of Bhishma Dev today. So he was forced to take, because he was, he took the vow that I will take care of Hastinapura till the end of my life. That is another vow he took. And then after Duryodhana came in power, as we know, is a long story, but we keep it short. And then he was still obliged, although he could have left. From one point of view, we can think, but he took the vow, so he wanted to stay there and take care of Hastinapura. And then they were going in exile, the Pandavas who were supposed to, Yudhishthira supposed to become the king, because Duryodhana's father was blind, and then Pandu was there, who was the king, and then Yudhishthira was supposed to be the king after, but Duryodhana was thinking, well, actually Dhritarashtra was the elder son, although he's blind, but still I'm there, I should be the king. And then, as we know, ultimately then there was a fight, because Duryodhana was not even willing to give 5 villages to the 5 Pandavas. And so then Pandavas on one side, the Kauravas on the other side. But because he was obliged to stay in Hastinapura, he took the vow. So he was on Duryodhana's side, physically, but mentally and consciously. He had so much love and respect for Krishna as a devotee of Krishna and for the Pandavas. But then he had to fight, and then on the 10th day, it is explained. So he was very strongly fighting, and he defeated Arjuna. And so much so, although Krishna, he took the vow that he will not take part, but then for the pleasure of his devotee, to protect his devotee, he then came and he took up, because Arjuna's chariot got stuck in the mud and one wheel broke and he was down. So in order to save Arjuna, and he picked up the wheel and he was rushing towards Bhishma Dev. And so in this way, then he was shooting arrows at Krishna also, Bhishma Dev, but with love. And he accepted this arrow of Bhishma Dev, just like flowers. When you offer Pushpanjali to the deities, Pushpabhishek, we're offering flowers. And he was accepting them. So that is extraordinary. And then after that, by the Lord's arrangement, then Bhishma Dev was also defeated. And then he was lying on a bed of arrow. But he was able to leave the body by his will. So it is mentioned in the scriptures. Of course, the devotees are transcendental. But it is auspicious to leave this world when the sun is going in the northern hemisphere, Uttarayan. So the war, as we know, Bhagavad Gita was spoken after Kartik, Margashirsha Mas, on Ekadashi Tithi of the bright fortnight, Shukla Paksha Ekadashi Tithi. And after that, the war started. And then on the 10th day, so he was on the bed of arrow. And then but he didn't leave the body. And then after the war was over, 18 days, then the Pandavas, they went there he needed some water. Duryodhana gave him a golden water. Pati brought water. He said, no, I don't want this kind of water. He called for Arjuna, give me some water. He was shooting one arrow in the ground and from that water came and landed in his mouth. So then he was satisfied, and then Krishna told him to give some instructions to Yudhishthir. And then he gave some instructions about Raja Dharma, how to behave as, how to be as a king. And even he was explaining what to do, what not to do. And the king should be also very caring to all the subordinates. So many instructions he gave to him. And ultimately also explaining about devotional service, about pure devotional service. And that there also he glorified actually the gopis also as the greatest of the devotees of Krishna. And as we know also, and that is actually our goal, to enter the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, and following our acharyas, Rupa Goswami, and who are all gopis. So he's a mahajan, and we should try to follow as much as we can according to Van Ashram, his instructions, which are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, how to follow Van Ashram Dharma, and then also how to engage in pure devotional service, and then ultimately taking shelter of the gopis. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah, Mahabharata seminar. Yes, would be nice to give. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes, good idea. I will do that in future. Yeah. Jai. Bhishma Dev ki. Hare Krishna.